Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Monday, December 13th. You can hear it in my voice. It was an incredible Sunday. And I'm not just talking about hanging out with the family watching fireworks down in the South Bay of Los Angeles. A beautiful night of fireworks. A gorgeous day of gambling. Oh my gosh, it was an incredible Rob G. I got to say, I was on cloud nine for much of Sunday. There was a stress sweat where my family looked at me as if I had, I don't know, three heads or something growing out of one of them. It was between the 49ers-Bengals thriller, which we'll get to, and the Bills-Buccaneers game. Just an awesome Sunday. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, the favorites rolled, the game stunk, so many blowouts. I don't know about you guys. If you're not in fantasy or gambling or Survivor, yeah, it's probably not as intense and fun. But me and my son are both trying to get into the fantasy playoffs. You guys know I'm in the Survivor League. By the way, zero people got knocked out. That's how much of an obvious weekend it was. 25 people still left in Survivor, and I got bad news. I'll get to it later on. I have nobody good left, and this weekend probably will end me as I'm legitimately looking at Urban Meyer's Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll get to that in a moment, but we got to start with the Buffalo Bills reeling. Just, I mean, they're on the brink, and they show up in Tampa, or should I say they don't show up, and it was 24-3 at the half. I'm sitting here holding my Bills +3.5 in the contest. I started out 2-0, and I'm like, oh, jeez. What the hell's wrong with the Bills? Are they broken? You know, Brian Daboll? Like, what are we doing? They did not hand the football off once to a running back in the first half. I saw that was the first time that's happened in something close to two decades. And then all of a sudden, third quarter comes around. Bills score. Okay, great. But the Bucks score. And we go to the fourth, and it's 27-10. And I basically had written the game off. And that's when Buffalo starts coming back. And you're like, ooh, this kind of sort of feels like the Buffalo team that everybody thought would show up. Oh, okay. And next thing you know, Tampa Bay kind of goes into, I don't want to say prevent offense, but all of a sudden Buffalo has life. And you're like, okay, Bills, you got this. And they start coming back. And folks, it's like when Josh Allen is rolling and it's Diggs, and I'm just telling you right now, that Tampa Bay secondary is bad. They were getting lit up, whether it was Dawson Knox, Cole Beasley had a day. It's just not a good secondary. And yeah, I know they're great at stopping the run. And Buffalo did not even try to run in the first half, but Josh Allen ended up killing him. He had 300 yards passing, 100 yards rushing. That's a hell of an impressive day. Josh Allen really trying to channel 2020 Josh Allen. And ultimately, listen, I don't know where people fall on this, but it's 4th and 2, 22 seconds left. You're at the Tampa Bay 7. You kick the field goal, you go to overtime. Or do you go for it and go for the win in the jugular? The problem is, 4th and 2 from the 7, I don't have the timeout situation in front of me. I think they had one. But, like, you don't want to screw that up. Like, you get the first down, then you got to rush up and clock it. Then you get, like, one more play, and then you kick the field goal anyway. I'm okay with kicking the field goal there. What I'm certainly not okay with is what the hell the Buffalo Bills did after winning the coin toss. 3 and out? Really? They had all the momentum in the world. And I know people say, hey, man, there's no momentum in baseball. And momentum is, I don't know if I buy into it. There's momentum in football. There's momentum in basketball. That's real. Go play any of those sports. And when the ball gets rolling, you know, Josh Allen and the Bills had it heading into the fourth. They get the ball in overtime. Like, come on. And then, of course, you kick the ball back to Tom Brady, who is going to probably be the MVP of the league because nobody wants to vote for Aaron Rodgers, who probably has been the MVP, really. I mean, Brady has the superior cast, no doubt. And Rodgers has been unflappable, unbelievable. Remember, he missed a game, one of their losses. He was out because of COVID. And that whole COVID situation with the media, like, that didn't go over well. I personally, who cares? But Brady gets the ball back, got to go 94 yards, and bing, bang, boom. Next thing you know, Brashad Perryman, only catch of the game, across the middle, peace. The wheels of Brashad Perryman. Remember, he was drafted because he was fast? And it was a gut punch. I will tell you this. I was going to drop my family at fireworks. I have the game on my phone, and there's a lot of traffic. And, of course, there's a bit of a delay on these apps. So the Bucks get the ball, and all of a sudden, I start to get a flurry of texts. OMG, Brady, !! My brother, who had Josh Allen in fantasy and needed like one more touchdown to get some separation to get to the playoffs. No! And I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't tell me. And then, like, you know, within 10 seconds, Perryman over the middle. And then he just gone. And I was kind of quiet, you know, and it was a little depressing. Folks, I was 4-0 on the day. That was going to be my first 5-0 on the season in the contest. I think I'm top 800, but what does that matter? There's 4 weeks left. I don't think I can win it. I'd probably need to go, 20-0? But when you go 4-1 or 5-0, you think you could, anything's possible. And it hurt that the Bills couldn't get there. And I started to look at the schedule, and I was talking with Rob. The Bills are 7-6. Last year, they were incredible, okay? Josh Allen, MVP candidate, offense unbelievable. They have now one victory over a team that currently has a winning record. That's it. And they beat the Chiefs when the Chiefs were at or near rock bottom in a monsoon in Kansas City. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder. I floated this out there into the internet interwebs. Were the Bills just fluky last year? Was it an outlier? Is this the real Josh Allen? A guy who's probably closer to 60, 62% than he is 70. A Bills defense that can't stop a nosebleed. A Bills offense that sputters and doesn't even try to run the football. An offensive line that lets a quarterback get sacked 3 times. Daboll, who was supposed to be in line for all the good coaching jobs last year. Remember, the Chargers were like, oh, they got Brian Daboll plus Herbert equals Super Bowl. And it's like, Daboll didn't get a job. And now you wonder, is that kind of thing in his head? Is he thinking about his next? Like, what's going on that you can have such a bad half and then explode in the fourth quarter? Now they're 7-6. And guys, rest of their schedule is manageable, but I'm not certain that 10-7 is going to get you in the playoffs in the AFC. They play the Panthers next week. So that's a win. Okay, Cam Newton and PJ Walker, they have a mortal combination. I mean, it might as well be Montana and Young for Carolina. They lose at home to Atlanta. They're bad. They're a bad football team right now. Buffalo will beat them. Then they go to the Patriots for the rematch. It is the day after Christmas in Foxborough. Probably will be a fun atmosphere. Then they host the Falcons, Atlanta going outdoors on January 2nd in Buffalo. Lock it up for Buffalo. And then the Jets. So they have three games at home against, dregs of the league. You know, top, 12 of the worst teams in the league. Three of the 12 worst. And then their other games the Patriots. So let's say they go 10-7. I can make a case that that's not going to be good enough for the playoffs. I mean, they lost to the Steelers, so they will lose that tiebreaker. They lost to the Colts, so they would lose that tiebreaker. Folks, there's a legit chance that Buffalo misses the playoffs. Rob G, what are they? How do you even recover from that? AFC title game. And we got next in the AFC East. We got next for a decade. And then 10-7, which is looking like it's headed toward. Rob, I don't know. You can't really fire anybody. You just gave Josh Allen all of the money. Like, they legitimately could miss the playoffs at 10-7. I think it would happen if Indy can get to 10-7.
Yeah, and with the way that Indy's been running the football for the last 2 months, you have to assume that even in games where they might be underdog, have a look at their schedule, that they're going to be right in it because it shortens the game when you have Jonathan Taylor. You know, whether or not Carson Wentz is good enough to win in a shootout doesn't matter because every game is going to be limited possessions when you're running the football.
That's a good point because I just did look and they play the Patriots this week. That'll be their season, right?
Yes.
Because then it's the Cardinals after that. They'll probably be underdogs on the road. Then Raiders, Jags. But yeah, it's going to come down to the Patriots. Can they run with Jonathan Taylor and everybody off a bye? But Rob, Patriots off a bye too. Advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Belichick.
Yeah. Right, right. Now, what's funny is that you mentioned the Bills only beating one team over 500, which is the Chiefs. And they were, again, as you mentioned, they were at their absolute lowest point of the season at that game. But it gets worse. If you really take a look at who they've beaten, all right, so they beat the Chiefs, they beat Washington, they beat Miami. And this, I believe, was during the Miami six-game losing streak. But here's the other ones that they beat. They beat Miami a second time when Jacoby Brissett was quarterback. They beat the Saints when Trevor Siemian had come in to relieve Jameis Winston and Alvin Kamara did not play in that game. Mm. They beat the Jets with the great white hype, Mike White. And they beat the Texans when it was one of Davis Mills' first starts.
Yeah, my buddy in New York told me Mike White sold him a Christmas tree over the weekend. that's what he's doing now that he's not starting for the Jets.
Oh, so I mean, like it's one thing to say, yeah, they've only beaten one team over 500, but then you look at who they actually did beat, and even the bottom feeders they beat them when they were already wounded. Mm-hmm. So there's something to be said about, you mentioned this before the season even started, was Josh Allen a flash in the pan in 2020? Because if you look at the rest of his career, he suddenly had this spike in accuracy that nobody, I don't think, saw coming from him, even going back to college or high school even. You know, he's always been this mold of clay that had all kinds of otherworldly talent. He just could never put it together. And then he puts it together for one season. Buffalo, I'm not going to say they panic, but they figure, hey, we might as well pay this guy now before the price keeps going up now that he's figured it out. And then he kind of reverted back to who he's always been. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that Josh Allen is more like the guy we saw in the first half on Sunday than in the second half.
That's harsh.
So if you're Buffalo, you got to be a little bit concerned about that, man.
Yeah. So his career high for interceptions was 12 as a rookie. He had 10 last year and he's got 11 this year. So he will top that faux show. Every stat across the board for him is down from last year. And I know what you'll say, like, oh, well, that's obvious. Come on. Of course, how could he duplicate that? Well, you gave the guy what, $40 million a year? That's like, dude, that's what we're paying you for. And it's funny, Rob, because I know he's the one who got paid, while Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson did not, and Baker got hurt on Sunday. He went in the medical tent, did not actually miss any plays, I believe. I think Case Keenum warmed up, but I don't think Keenum took a snap. And then Lamar Jackson is the big injury we'll talk about, but like, it's just so crazy how these swings happen, right? Like the consistency. I mean, Rob, I mean, it was like Justin Herbert is the man, and then 3 weeks of Justin Herbert is not very good all of a sudden. And now Justin Herbert's back. And now it's like, well, Josh Allen, dude, where's last year's Josh Allen? Can we have that guy back? I don't know. It's just, it's madness. I did look at the AFC playoff picture, which is a complete shit show. So the Chargers are 8-5 now, but the Colts are 7-6. The Bills are 7-6. The Browns are 7-6. The Bengals are 7-6. The Broncos are 7-6. Steelers 6-6-1. So there is a logjam of teams. And again, the Bills have kind of a soft schedule, but I don't know. Now, I will add this as we move on from Bills Bucks. Josh Allen rolled up to the podium Sunday night in a walking boot. You know, just precautionary. Suffered an injury somewhere along the line on Sunday. Hopefully it's not serious. Obviously, you know, they can't have him take off the Carolina Panthers game. But I would say outside of that game, I think, Rob, the biggest overall impression that I got from anyone is a team we've talked about plenty here. I've talked about them a lot on FS1. The Dallas Cowboys, folks, legitimately have a defense now. Okay, I'm going to give you a stat that's mind-blowing. Okay, remember how Trayvon Diggs had all those interceptions, but in reality, he was getting torched. So all of a sudden, Trayvon Diggs has Micah Parsons, Randy Gregory, DeMarcus Lawrence, all healthy. And the kid Gallimore from Oklahoma, who was a high-round pick last year. All of them healthy. They hold Washington 29 yards in the first half. Taylor Heinicke and his backup, he got knocked out of the game, could do nothing, okay? This Dallas defense is for real. What did Trayvon Diggs do against scary Terry McLaurin? Oh, it's funny you should ask. He shadowed him on 17 of 18 pass routes. McLaurin, 2 targets, no catches. So when you have a pass rush that's getting pressure on Heinicke, as Dallas did, Diggs all of a sudden, much better quarterback, not getting lit up. They sacked Heinicke 4 times. They forced a fumble. Micah Parsons, by the way, oh my gosh, he's an animal. Strip sack that was recovered by somebody. Let's see, Micah Parsons had 2 sacks, a tackle for loss. DeMarcus Lawrence, 1 sack, 2 tackles for loss. Gallimore had a sack. Randy Gregory, you guys forget, at Nebraska, Randy Gregory was a stud. They were like, oh, this guy's top 10 talent. And then he had, you know, a couple, shall we say, issues off the field. And it really hurt his career badly. Fell in the draft. Jerry Jones said, we're grabbing him anyway. Okay, Randy Gregory's 29 years old. He's on his 4th NFL season. He missed all of 2017, missed all of 2019. And now that he's healthy, and it's like, well, who do you double? I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence is an all-pro. And I again, you don't want to overreact. It's friggin' Taylor Heinicke, a.k.a. Matt Saracen, a.k.a. QB1. This Dallas defense is going to be a problem. When you can get pressure with 4 and not have to blitz, you can do some exotic stuff, Dan Quinn, in that secondary. And just remember the Super Bowl. Pressure with 4. Mahomes running for his life. When they blitzed, it was game over. And in the secondary, they just mobbed up Tyreek and Travis Kelce. This Dallas defense looked incredible against Washington. Washington had nothing going. Okay, I know that final score was kind of close, only 1 score. Remember, Dak had Dak did not have a good game. 2 picks, should have been a 3rd. 1 of them was a pick 6. I was on the Cowboys significantly, so I was watching that very closely. Probably Dak's worst game of the season. His QBR was 9.9. That's a little higher than Taylor Heinicke's was, 4.9. They did not have Tony Pollard. The run game, you know, he had a little Corey Clement action. Big injury for Dallas, though. Tyron Smith, the left tackle, left the game. Then Lyle Collins, the right tackle, got ejected for sticking up for Dak. If you guys saw the play, Dak was heading toward the sideline, and somebody on the Washington defense like decked him as he's going out of bounds. And Lyle Collins runs over and is ready to throw fists with him. And Zeke Elliott gets in the guy's face, too. I was impressed. I put it on my IG story. He's like, way to stick up for your quarterback. I like this. But Collins got ejected. So then Dak was under pressure. That's when he threw the pick 6 without his 2 tackles in the game. But I'm just, this Dallas team, Rob G, I know that the NFC is loaded, and the Green Bay Packers look awesome. We'll see Arizona and the Rams tonight. By the way, best bet at the end of the podcast. Something about Dallas, man. I know that historically they've totally shat the bed in the playoffs, and the rest of the schedule is Giants, Washington, Cardinals, Eagles. Three of those teams are 500 or worse. I'm just saying there is a chance that this Dallas, they're not out of the woods for the top seat. We thought they were with that losing streak where they lost three or four. Listen, they're going to have to beat Arizona, obviously. They're probably going to need the Rams to win tonight, and somebody's going to have to take down the Packers. Dallas gets a bye. Ooh, this team, Rob. And this is a likable Dallas team. I don't know if it's just Micah Parsons, but they just look. They look great.
Well, they're gonna have to look great because it's funny. I watched a lot of that game too, mostly because I turned off the Raiders pretty early.
Oh, we gotta get to the Raiders.
So I had to watch something else. So I was watching Dallas, but I had a lot of thoughts on this game too, and it was less about the defense, who I agree with you though. Their front four, now that they're healthy, is tremendous. But that offense is making me really, really concerned if I'm a Cowboys fan. Because I think that they have enough potential on both sides, like that roster is pretty loaded, where they can make a deep run in the NFC if they get the right matchups. But Dak, ever since that huge game against Atlanta about a month ago, has just been bad. I mean, four touchdowns, five picks during that span, and that's only saved because he played the Raiders defense on Thanksgiving and lit them up. But he has not been good. You mentioned that he should have had three picks yesterday. He had two. That pick six was one of the worst passes I've seen.
If you watch that, like the camera just happened to be the one that's like on like a string.
Right behind
him. And you could see him rolling out. You're like, oh, wait, he's open. No, he's not. And then Dak throws it. You're like, what the hell? You could see that unfolding. That was painful.
Yeah. And Tony Pollard's got a foot injury all of a sudden. And Zeke, the big talking point coming into this game was, hey, are they going to rest Zeke? Because, he's obviously not looking good. These numbers are going to go down after what we saw yesterday because he didn't have a good game yesterday either. But coming into Sunday, since week six, he had the ninth worst amongst running backs expected yards per carry. So if the line blocks for five, what do you get in addition to that 5 yards? Because anybody can get that 5 yards, right? So he was getting negative 0.28 yards expected, above expected. So he wasn't even getting what was blocked. That's how slow and how stiff he looked because of that knee injury. So if they can't run the ball with Zeke, and now Tony Pollard's hurt, Dak is in this funk that I can't really explain because he has all his receivers now. So there's no excuse for that. If they can't get it together offensively, I don't think it's going to matter how good their defense plays because they got to go through Brady, Rodgers, and what you talked about last week, the quietest great team in football, the Arizona Cardinals. So they need to get it together offensively if they're going to make any kind of noise this season.
Yeah, they did face Brady in the opener. I mean, that feels like forever ago. And they lose by two. I'm looking at Dak's numbers, 58 passes, 400 yards, three touchdowns. And I'm trying to think back. Do you remember, did they have a chance?
Yeah, that was one where Dak led the. I think it was a drive to take the lead, and then Brady's like, "Nah, I got this one."
Yeah, but with a minute 22, went down the field against him.
Yeah.
That feels like a long, long time ago. I mean, that was Micah Parsons' first career game. It doesn't look like Randy Gregory did play. I don't know how much. DeMarcus Lawrence was there, so they had the defense, but it was a first game, Interesting. The Cowboys, I think it's a bad time. You never want to buy at the top of the market, but everybody's going to have that take today that, oh, the Cowboys look Super Bowl potential.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's talk about the teams that do not look like Super Bowl contenders. Let's start with the Vegas Raiders.
Oh, God.
Your boys. They have been outscored, Rob G, in two games against Kansas City. Wait, I'm going to need a calculator here for a sec. Let's see. Okay, here we go. 89
so much.
To 23. Does somebody get fired after this game? Like, does Gus Bradley, hey, man, turn in your card, just don't show up at the arena? Why,
no.
How does this happen?
No, he doesn't get
they
fired.
They fumble on the first play and it's returned for a touchdown. And
yeah,
it was all downhill from there. We talked about this. Like, I'm counting here. One, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, Daryl Williams, Byron Pringle, all catches for over 20 yards. Like, they just don't get it. They don't. I don't know. How are you rooting for this team right now? Like, what are you rooting for? You know, screw it. We just want a high draft pick. Is that where you're at?
Kind of. I mean, you know, this season really went off the rails. You have John Gruden and those emails and Henry Ruggs killed a guy or a woman. You know, I don't make light of that. It's just that's what happened. You know, Damon Arnett threatening to shoot an Instagram troll.
That's right.
It's just all bad.
About that.
But, you know, you can't fire Gus Bradley because their defense has been so bad for such a long time that this season they're kind of middle of the road, which is what you'd only hope that they would be. The problem is they're middle of the road because they run a very specific defense. They've run that Seattle Seahawks cover three, you know, that Legion of Boom ran for all those years.
Yeah, a decade ago, right?
Yeah, the problem, though, is the one defense that's been giving the Chiefs problems all year long is that high two safety look. And so if you look at Patrick Mahomes' game log, all right, going back to start of October, take out the two Raider games where he has seven touchdowns, no picks, all right? He has six touchdowns, eight interceptions.
Yeah.
Going against teams that are basically running the same defense all game. Plays against the Raiders, they play something different. He's averaging like 375 and four touchdowns.
See, and that's why I open with
75% completion.
Do you
percentage.
Fire the guy? Like, if I'm the interim, I mean, the interim coach probably has zero clout or ability to fire a coach.
No, he's
going to
get fired too.
But fine. It's like, dude, we know what has stopped them. I don't care what our guys are ready for. We faced them twice now. We have to adjust, adapt or die. You've heard that, Rob.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you used to be just in radio, and now all of a sudden these podcast things are exploding. So you're now getting another job as also doing podcasts. And who knows? Maybe a podcast network reaches out to you and says, "Hey, man, radio's dead. You can do this shit from your house. You don't have to go in a studio. We're going to pay you to run a podcast network and produce this stuff." And then all of a sudden you've adapted from being a producer on radio to now being a podcast guy. And listen, I moved out to LA to just do TV. And what did that expand to? Oh, there's gambling that's popping. Let's do a lot of gambling. Not just TV, digital too. And oh yeah, you have a Rate Gun radio show. Well, why don't we do a podcast? Okay. Like, you've just got to adapt. I don't know how the Raiders can go into that defensive meeting room and be like, "Wait, why did we do this when we know it doesn't work?" If I'm a Raiders fan, that's unacceptable.
Couldn't you make the same argument with the Chiefs offense? Why do you continue to do this when you know it doesn't work? They're like, "Oh, it's okay. We'll play the Raiders. So you know, they'll be the get right game."
Well, I mean, you know, again, I haven't watched the Chiefs offense as closely against the non-too high safeties. Have they adjusted? There's been games where I guess they do a lot of check downs to Williams and Edwards-Helaire. That's a fair question. I would have to watch them closer because Tyreek Hill's kind of limited, right, on the deep stuff. And
yeah, once they take that away, then it's just Kelce. And you know, for Travis Kelce is great. I don't mean to take this as, it's not a shot at Travis Kelce, but he's not the most athletic.
No, you could just say
end,
it. He's no George Kittle. You could say it.
No, he's not. He's not Darren Waller. He's not, you know, even Evan Ingram athletically, but he knows where to find the soft spots in the zone. He has enough wiggle to get, you know, 5 or 6 yards after catch every time because he can make the first guy miss. But he's never going to threaten you beyond like 12 yards. Like, that's just not his game. He's deadly in these short distances, these quick bursts. And once you erase the Tyreek Hill over the top, Travis Kelce's not beating you deep. And yeah, these other guys, for all their speed, they can't run routes to save their lives unless they're going against the Raiders, apparently.
And that's why they got like Josh Gordon. They're like, "Oh, we got a guy opposite Tyreek Hill." No, you don't. Like, I mean, Josh Gordon, I know he scored against the Raiders. It's like a 1 yard touchdown pass. But he's not opposite Hill. Like, you're right. They are very exposed on the route running department. Like Hardman, you know, it's just, he ain't that dude. Byron Pringle, not get like kind of a gimmick guy. You know, and you're right. Like, Kelce's starting to look old. I mean, you watch that game. I don't know how close you watch.
He's still great.
He's very good.
He's awesome.
He's very good. But he's definitely not George Kittle. And I don't know if anybody watched Niners-Bengals. I thought that game was incredible, especially the fourth. Now, I was on the Niners. Rob, they're up 20-6 to start the fourth. It melts away. George Kittle makes an unbelievable catch. And they set up the game-winning field goal for Robbie Gould. Except it looked like me with my driver. You know, like you hit it, and it goes straight for like, I don't know, 2 seconds. And then it just hooks badly out of bounds. And you're just like, damn it, I can't use my driver the rest of the day. Robbie Gould's kick, you guys saw that. It goes up. I instantly put the hands halfway up. Before they can get fully up, it's hooked out of play. So the Niners are blowing it. And then the Bengals win the coin toss. To go from up 20-6 to, "Oh, we got a game-winning kick opportunity," to, "Oh, shit, we lost the coin toss." Oh, my gosh. The Bengals are moving the football down the field. They get the field goal. I mean, I'm looking at, like, gosh. and Jimmy G, my main man. And Rob, you know secretly, definitely a top three storyline this year for me has been Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy G, Trey Lance. Jimmy G delivered again in overtime. Now, obviously, a lot of it was to Kittle. Kittle was so friggin' dominant. If you guys haven't seen it, just queue up YouTube this morning. You want to see domination? You want to watch someone just wreck? George Kittle, 13 catches on 15 targets, buck 51, and a tutty. He was just awesome. There was a short, I think it was like third and five. Everybody in the stadium's yelling, duck, double Kittle, double Kittle. Kittle does a quick move in the middle, and Garoppolo puts in the perfect spot, 7-yard pickup, first down, and then they scored on the next play. Rob, I love me a good quarterback controversy. Good for numbers. People are going to download when they hear quarterback controversy. And I'm telling you right now, this Niners team, Rob, Jimmy G's going to get them to the playoffs. That's happening. They're only 7-6, but they are, you know, like teams starting to get hot. Like the Chiefs are getting hot after that midseason struggles. The Niners had lost four in a row early in the season. They were 2-4. It was looking bleak. They have won 4 of 5. They beat the Bengals, the Vikings, and the Rams during that stretch. They close out Falcons, Titans, Texans. Oh, that should be 3 straight wins. And then the Rams, we don't know if the Rams are going to be sitting people. I don't think the Titans are very good. I think the 49ers will be favored on the road in that one. Shit. It's on a Thursday after the Falcons. So it's on a short week travel. Ooh, that's not ideal. Damn it. Anyways, I think 10-7 gets you to the playoffs in the NFC. And Rob, I'm telling you, how many rounds does Jimmy G need to win before 49ers fans are like, you know, we're going to have to stick with this guy? Or is that not even an option? Because every time I watch Jimmy G, I come away like, I like this guy, man. I know he's not going to wow you with an amazing arm. He's not Aaron Rodgers, okay? We know that. It's not breaking news. Jimmy G is not Tom Brady. He's not automatic. You don't have utmost confidence in Jimmy G dropping back. He did take 5 sacks. I was extremely frustrated on several of them. But damn, he just, for some reason, he's able to deliver, Rob. And I know you're laughing, and I'm sure a lot of people are like, he's got a good team. Bullshit! The 49ers stink. Their secondary is so beat up. Debo Samuel had 1 catch for 22 yards coming off the injury. They're down to, I think, running back number 3 in Jeff Wilson. Jawan Jennings, every time he catches the ball, it's nearly a heart attack happening because his ball security is terrible. I mean, Robbie Gould, eh. I don't know, Rob. I like Jimmy G. I love the and also I have money on the Niners to win the Super Bowl, which seems like it's not happening. But nevertheless, Rob, Niners.
Let me just say, this is a message for all of our female listeners out there. Find yourself a man who loves you the way Jason McIntyre loves Jimmy G. It's incredible. But, you know, I thought that it would have been crazy before the season to say this, but let me say this, that if they win one playoff game, I would not be surprised if he's back under center next season. And it has less to do with him and more to do with what we've seen from Trey Lance this season. Trey Lance is clearly not ready to play NFL, meaningful games in the NFL.
Yeah, well, is this Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes part deux? Because if you remember, Alex Smith got to the playoffs. They take that lead. I think it was like 19-0 over, was it Tennessee? I don't know. Maybe Buffalo? Somebody.
It was Tennessee. It was the Mariota game.
Yes. Oh, there you go. And Alex Smith blows it. And the next season, you know, they move on and dump him. I don't know if he blew it. I'm sorry. I don't know if Alex Smith blew the game. But they lose the big lead. Yep. He lost. He was the losing quarterback. And the next season, they go to Mahomes, and the rest is history. Maybe that's the case with Lance. But
the difference is everybody who was around that team at that point all said, oh, this guy Mahomes is special. Like, we're not going to throw him in because he doesn't know.
But were they saying that during the season?
Yeah.
When he was the backup?
You can go back and look, and they say, yeah, this guy's got tons of talent, you know, but the difference is that we're in a position where we can win now, where we can't afford to deal with the growing pains that are going to come from a guy like that, you know, and from the Niners beat writers that I follow on social media, I'm not getting anything like that about Trey Lance. There's some who even think he's regressed since training camp as a quarterback.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember people were like, hey, you know, he's coming in the red zone to make plays. Like, they're not even doing that anymore.
No.
Now, are they saving those for the playoffs? Like, how do you go from using him in the red zone early to we're not going to use him at all? Is he even active? I don't know. I assume he's a backup.
With the way he's been running the football, don't be surprised if Debo Samuel gets those wildcat quarterback looks
in
the playoffs. That's
a good point. Debo's my guy in fantasy. By the way, Joe Burrow is really good. I like to watch him. He's fun. I wish he were on. I bet against him a lot, and I seem to win against him a lot. At any rate, you want to go through anything else? I'm looking at the Jets. They get smoked. Alvin Kamara back is interesting. They could be some kind of spoiler, maybe, New Orleans. With the defense, Kamara's a game changer because you don't need your quarterback throwing a ton, right? Taysom Hill's threw like, what, 13, 20 passes, something like that. It's all running and defense. And they have the Bucks next in a rematch. That'll be interesting. Let's see the other ones. We didn't touch on Browns Ravens. Listen, that was a tough non-cover for Cleveland. 24-3. If you got it late in the week, you got three. If you got it early in the week, there was 1.5, 2, 2.5. 2.5 did not get you there. Tough one. Now, the real reason it's tough is because Lamar Jackson got hurt. And you're like, oh, Lamar's down and the Browns are winning? That's a wrap. And then this kid Huntley comes out. It's not Brett Huntley, the UCLA guy. It's, what, Tyrone Huntley? What's his name, Rob?
You put me on the spot. Like
I don't even know. It's something Huntley.
It is Huntley. I think he's from Utah, if I remember that correctly. Okay. I think I remember that, but I don't know if I remember his first name offhand.
So this guy basically is Lamar Jackson light and makes a ton of wild and crazy plays. And just delivered. It Tyler was unbelievable. It's shocking stuff from Huntley.
Tyler Huntley from Utah.
Tyler Huntley from Utah. Well done. You're a Pac-12 guy. I knew you'd come through. I don't know what the hell the Browns' problem was. You can't close that out up a lot against Huntley. Now, this is an interesting subplot. So Lamar destroyed, and I mean just killed Cleveland last year. Two matchups, and Lamar Jackson. You remember the second one was where he had the runs in the fourth quarter or whatever and had to leave the game and then he came back or it was ha, 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 Lamar Jackson shit his pants or whatever. There were those jokes flying. But the reality is he absolutely destroyed Cleveland last season. Two meetings. Let me call up the numbers here. I remember the 47-42 game was late in the season and he rushed for 124 yards and two scores. And in the earlier meeting, the season opener, he had three touchdown passes, and he basically just killed him in both games. So what did the Browns do? They go out and draft this kid. His initials are J-O-K. Jeremiah Okuda, whatever his last name. I'm sorry, I'm not going to butcher the guy's last name. But they draft Jock, the fast kid out of Notre Dame. He's a fast linebacker. And on a pass rush against Lamar. Remember, most people miss Lamar. So Owusu-Koramora gets in there and drills Lamar. I don't want to say he hit him low, but got him around the ankles. And Lamar is carted off, and he didn't return. They draft the guy specifically to shadow Lamar, spy him, whatever you want to call it. And he did his job. I mean, it was you're just like, damn. And these guys, they're hyping this guy up. He's a really fast linebacker. He moves like a safety, but he's a linebacker. And that's a great get for the Browns. That's a great win. Baker Mayfield, not particularly sharp again. One interception, another one that was dropped. Doesn't really scare you down the field. I don't know, man. Rob, before we get to the best bet for Rams Cardinals, I just want to ask you, what are you doing with the Baker and Lamar extensions? Because they both want to get paid big time. That's obvious.
Paying Lamar.
But what though? He's not Josh Allen. He gets hurt.
Yeah, no, but he deserves the Josh Allen contract because he's done it over a longer period of time.
So and you're paying for what he has done.
Their whole team is built around Lamar Jackson. They don't have great receivers. You know, I know they got talent, but they're not established yet. You know,
Bateman looked pretty damn good.
A strong running game that you know, even though they're down a lot of guys right now, it's built off of Lamar Jackson's ability to move. the defense plays a certain way because they're expecting games to be short because a lot of running. They're not built to play in shootouts. So Baltimore backed themselves into a corner. They need to pay him because if they don't have him, then all these receivers, these four blocking tight ends, and Mark Andrews is great. They don't make any much sense if you have a different guy like Derek Carr playing quarterback for you. You know, you built your offense, your whole team in such a way, you got to pay him. They have no choice. Baker, you hit or miss. You let go of Baker today, it wouldn't matter.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. I do want to remind people, yes, Lamar Jackson is playing without his left tackle, who's out for the season, and his right tackle, they had to resort to a backup this past week. And I think Devontae Freeman was on like a sofa in September before they had to pick him up off the scrap heap. So they're on like their fourth running back. And Bateman, the rookie, again, he had a really good game, 7 for 103. He's still getting worked in. So, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being unfair to Lamar saying, I don't know that I pay him, but are you giving him more money than Dak?
Probably right around the same. And this, what all that matters is the guaranteed money. I mean, right. The years, it doesn't matter. Whatever the guaranteed money
is. And this is the toughest part, Rob. Like, if you don't want to pay him, what's the market for Lamar Jackson? Are a lot of people clamoring to get a running quarterback? Because you also have to like build a new entire offense. You can't just say, hey, we are the Houston Texans. We're just going to grab Lamar Jackson and run what we've been running. You have to basically get a new OC that fits what he does. I don't know that it's that easy. I mean, Lamar Jackson's very good in the regular season. But, and yes, I get that there's teams that are nowhere near the playoffs. Detroit, Houston, Carolina, like they would all kill for Lamar. And he's sold tickets too, right? Would you agree with that? He's popular.
Absolutely. Yep.
So I'm not selling him short. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's a slam dunk, like, oh, if Lamar hits the market, everybody wants him. Listen, Aaron Rodgers hits the market, everybody wants him. Russell Wilson hits the market, everybody wants him. Deshaun Watson hits the market, everybody wants him. Like, I don't think Lamar's in that class yet. But then again, I didn't think Dak would be. And he was having a great season before this little mini slump heading into December. I guess, Rob, we didn't really touch on Urban Meyer. I don't know. It's fucking.
We'll get to that tomorrow. We got a lot to say about Urban Meyer.
All right, yeah. We'll save Urban Meyer for tomorrow. Maybe he'll be fired later today. I don't know. Tennessee rolls him. But all right, let's get to Monday Night Football.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, I know we've done a lot on gambling in this episode of Straight Fire, but I want to get down on some Cardinals-Rams action. I kind of, listen, guys, you know, if you've been listening to the pod all season, I have liked the Cardinals from the jump. Now, like an ass clown, I have bet against them multiple times. Bad, bad mistakes. Just not smart, Jason. I'm going against the Cardinals tonight, folks. I don't know, like, a couple things are leading me to this. Number one, everybody wants to point to the last meeting. Oh, geez, Cardinals killed him. It wasn't even really close. Well, yes, the Cardinals did lose. But did you know McVay had previously owned Arizona, won seven straight against them? And then coming into this one, everybody had the Rams, right? I mean, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Rams got this. Cardinals, Rams were favored by four at home. So, you know, they were just coming off the win over Tampa Bay, which kind of, you expected the Rams a little bit of a come down from defeating the Super Bowl champs. But then if you actually watched the game, and I did watch it closely, this was a close one. First quarter, second quarter happens, Arizona scores, and then Arizona's up 14-10. They had two long drives on this Rams defense, which has been leaky at times. Right after it was 14-10, Sony Michel, first play, fumble. Arizona takes over at the Rams 21, bing, bang, boom, touchdown. And it's 21-10, and that kind of changed everything. And, you know, the Rams really never recovered. They were they give up a field goal to start the second half. They're down two touchdowns. They miss a field goal, Arizona touchdown, and that was like ball game. It was like, wow. It was clear the Rams are, listen, the Rams are a good team. We know this. They're Super Bowl contenders for a reason. And they put up 400 yards of offense. Not all of it was garbage time, by the way. But when you turn the ball over twice, Cardinals had no turnovers. And when you give up 200-plus rushing yards to James Conner and company, you're not going to be able to stop them. Now, this is a much better spot for the Rams. Arizona's coming in hot, and I did bet the Rams getting 2.5. I don't think everybody else is going to like that. A lot of people will love Arizona. By the way, if you're in, remember the contest I talked about, how everybody was picking, you know, in the contest is basically squares, and the most picked team was Washington. Lost, did not cover. Second most was Buffalo. Lost, did not cover. Third most, Arizona. Fourth most, Cincinnati. And fifth was Baltimore, which got super lucky at the end. I know you could say Buffalo got unlucky. Jason, you were on Buffalo, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is, you want to avoid the most picked. Those are the consensus plays. Those are the picks that everybody and their mom has. I like the Rams in this spot. I don't like the Henderson situation. Goodness gracious. Coming down with the COVID list, he joined it Saturday. So now it's the Sony Michel show. And, you know, you guys, come on, Sony Michel, there's a reason the Patriots got rid of him. I mean, come on, he's not a great running back. I don't know where they go for the run game. But, you know, We'll see about Andrew Whitworth. He's supposed to start at left tackle. Did not practice on Saturday. You know, Odell didn't practice. Aaron Donald didn't. It could just be a rest thing. You know, veterans. Whitworth is 40, and he's starting a game tonight. Not something you see all the time. Arizona, also very healthy. But Buda Baker, you know, we'll see what happens. He did not practice, had a big play last week. Overall, I like Arizona long-term. I think they're a sneaky team to win the Super Bowl. Well, not that sneaky. They have the best record in the NFC. Ha, ha, ha. But I'm on Arizona here. And I'm sorry, I'm on the Rams here, getting 2.5 against Arizona. I think it'll be a good one. And you guys enjoy the game, enjoy the gambling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.